And a very good evening to you. This is the 4:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News for today, Sunday, the 11th day of August, 2024. I am Greg Stensili. Details coming your way in seconds. The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of an area of interest in the central tropical Atlantic. In turn with the BMS, Janaya Marshall says the system is expected to pass north of the island between tomorrow and Tuesday.
There are no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados associated with this system. This feature is projected to pass north of Barbados between Monday, the 12th of August, and Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2024. A reduction in wind speeds will be noticeable on Monday with warmer temperatures, likely along with localized activity. Occasional moderate showers may generate rainfall accumulations of up to 2 inches, with the possibility of flooding in some areas. There is some uncertainty regarding its intensity. However, environmental conditions are expected to be marginally favorable for some slow development, and a tropical depression is likely to form in the coming days as the feature tracks west-northwestward.
That's in turn with the Barbados Meteorological Services' Janaya Marshall. A community is in shock after a 23-year-old was fatally shot close to his home at Durance Village in St. James. Jaden Murray of Halls Village, No. 1, St. James, is Barbados' 29th homicide. Murray is believed to have been an innocent bystander when gunmen opened fire on another man in the vicinity who was thought to have been their intended target. The alleged target survived the gun attack and has been hospitalized. An armed off-duty police officer present at the time encountered the three alleged perpetrators. He shot and injured at least two of the men. The details provided by police are that officers responded to a bar at Durance Village, St. James, after receiving a telephone call at about 9:05 p.m. to report that concerned residents had heard several gunshots in the area. The responding officers saw the lifeless body of a young man near the bar with what appeared to be gunshot injuries. When Starcom Network News visited the home of the deceased, his aunt, Donna Leacock, described him as a loving young man. She said she was shocked when she got the news.
He's an active child. He likes to ride motorcycle. He has lots of friends. He's his mommy. That's her last. We don't, she got more into him right now because that's the last. He works with her also. I miss him in the hole. It hurting. It's sad for her. This thing is very, very, very sad. I can't believe it's him. It is very shocking. I just can't believe it. We love him. It's going to be hard. I was at home and we heard the shooting and stuff. I had shooting in front of my house, but he didn't get shoot in front of my house. But she then called me because she went out looking. Went all about looking because you're calling his phone. You're not hearing him and that's sad. And usually if something happens, you contact him, he does answer. If he don't answer her, he can answer me or one of my children. We knew something was wrong. So then somebody called and then she called me and it was heartbroken when she gave me the news. It's sad.
That's aunt of the deceased Jaden Murray, Donna Leacock. Meantime, family friend Rachel Conway is calling on government to do more to get guns off the streets.
I'm hoping that the government, I'm pleading with the Prime Minister and the police to look into this and to help the family and to get these guns off of the street. There's too many lives, especially young lives, that lost so far, especially for this year. And where Barbados is heading is not a nice place. I know they're doing the best, but I will like more effort to put into it. This is not nice.
That's friend Rachel Conway. Three people have been killed by police in an alleged shootout this morning in Trinidad. Police reported that around 4:40 a.m., officers were on patrol along the Coroni Savannah Road near the Coroni cremation site when they received a report of a car carrying guns. The officers then saw the car, a white Nissan Almira, speeding along the road. Officers said that after attempting to stop the car, the driver rammed the police vehicle and two gunshots were heard. After running off the road, two other gunshots were heard coming from the car. Police then returned fire, hitting the three occupants. And finally, the five Israeli soldiers detained for gang raping a Palestinian prisoner have had their detentions extended until Tuesday. The Israeli military says military prosecutors requested a two-day extension in the case to hand over investigative materials to the defense for review and the possibility of examining an alternative to arrest. Five other soldiers were also detained but released, with one going on national television to defend what he called a healthy military. That was the 4:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News for today, Sunday, the 11th day of August, 2024. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Gretchen Seeley.